From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Inflation is falling. Interest rates could be following suit. And it's a presidential election year. All these things are going to impact all of our finances in 2024. So we wanted to get an update on the economy. So we asked Robert Spendlove back on Idaho Matters. If you remember, he is the senior economist for Zions Bank, and he often provides economic updates to the Idaho legislature to help lawmakers decide how to spend or not spend taxpayer money. Welcome back to the program, Robert.
It's great to be with you.
So, Robert, let's start with interest rates. Do you believe that they will fall this year? And if so, how quickly could that happen?
So I think they will. And the reason I do is so the Federal Reserve sets interest rates. And in their December meeting, the Federal Reserve indicated that they will be dropping rates in 2024. Now, the big debate, though, is how far do they go? The Fed has said they're going to drop rates by about 0.75%. But the markets think the Fed's going to go further and is going to drop them by 1.5%. And so that's the big challenge right now, is there's this disconnect between the Fed and what markets expect the Fed to do.
Okay, so let's talk about how a drop in interest rates could impact Idahoans. And I want to start with, if you have a savings account, what kind of impact would we look at?
Well, on the savings side, and that's really the way that the Fed executes their strategy, is higher interest rates is the Fed telling us, stop spending money, you should be saving money, because you're going to get a greater return on that savings account. You're going to get a higher interest rate. And so it kind of encourages people to take money out of the economy and put it into their savings account so they can get a better return. And that could be on a number of different things, whether it's a savings account or a CD or a money market account.
Okay, what about investments then?
So investments, again, the Fed's goal is that for people to take money out of investments and instead put it in their savings account. But that's that disconnect between the markets and the Fed, is the markets are saying, no, we want to take this money and invest it, which is why you're seeing the stock market going up, why you're seeing kind of this rally. And we just, it's too soon to tell right now whether the markets are will win or the Fed will win. But there's a famous phrase on Wall Street that says, don't fight the Fed. So we're going to see who wins this one.
Okay. So I think another big thing that people have a lot of interest in, this is mortgage rates, because we've seen mortgage rates go up, which has actually kind of slowed down the housing market. But Robert, you know, our housing prices have not necessarily fallen. It's just taking a little longer for homes to sell. So what is your what are your thoughts on how the interest rates would impact someone's mortgage, and would lower rates maybe speed up Idaho's housing market?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, this is one of the biggest struggles that the Fed is facing right now. And Idaho is like the example. The entire country is watching the Idaho housing market, because if we just back up to, you know, that this is all kind of the result of the pandemic, where we had this shock of the pandemic. So the Fed pushed rates way down, and they said, we want to force the economy to grow. We want to make it really easy and cheap to borrow money. And so that happened, and people started getting these low interest rate mortgages, and it drove up housing demand, which also drove up housing prices. So we saw that huge spike in housing prices, and that's what drove inflation. So the Fed then, over the last 2 years, has reversed course. They've raised those rates dramatically, and we saw a big drop in housing prices. So they're walking this tightrope. They don't want the housing market to collapse, but they also don't want it to overheat again. And we're right on that knife's edge right now. And so the Fed is watching the Idaho home market really closely to see how it reacts. So that, like you said, the rates kind of hit a high of around 8% back in the fall. They're down around 6.5% now. And if they get too much lower, we could see that housing market reheating. But if then they go back to too high, then we could see it stall out again.
So my understanding, Robert, is that that inflation itself is down around 3%. Is that good news?
Well, as any economist will tell you, it depends.
Okay.
So we go back the fall or the summer of 2022, inflation was at 9%. In our region, it was 10%. So it's way down from where it was. So the inflation is down. But what people are still grumpy. And the reason they're grumpy is even though inflation is lower, prices are not coming back down. So prices are 20% higher than they were 4 years ago. So it's great that the inflation is slowing, but the prices are still too high. The Fed's target, so we're at 3%. The Fed needs that inflation to get back to 2% and be at that 2% for a significant amount of time before they can back off. And what we've learned over the last 3 years is that no one really understands inflation very well, including the Fed, including economists. And so we're in this period where we're saying, okay, are we on the right track? Are we moving towards that inflation target? We hope we are, but it'll take some more months of watching this to really tell.
Okay, so if we need to get down to 2% inflation, which is the historical average, in your opinion, how long from now could that take? I mean, it doesn't seem, you know, when you say, oh, it's at 3% right now, we need to get to 2%. That doesn't sound too difficult on paper, but that doesn't mean it would happen anytime soon.
Yep. And the struggle with inflation, it's just like trucking. It's always that last mile. The last mile is the most difficult, and it's the most, in trucking, it's the most expensive. With inflation, that last mile of getting from 3% to 2% is really difficult. And so that's why they're focused on housing. That's why they're focused on energy. The sector, so if you think about what caused the inflation, it was a breakdown in supply chains. It was a change in consumer behavior. And so that made goods prices go way up. Well, goods prices have improved, but now that inflation has moved over to the service sector, and we're seeing the service sector is really driving the overall inflation. And it's much harder to get service sector inflation down compared to goods sector inflation. So they're going to be focused a lot on that.
Okay. So not only do we have things like that to look at, we also have a lot of things going on around the world and here nationally. As I mentioned, it's an election year. It's a presidential election year. How does that impact our economy through this entire year of 2024?
So theoretically, it shouldn't have an impact, but we all know that it does. Mm-hmm. So the Federal Reserve is appointed, and they're appointed to set terms. And the reason for that is to try to keep the Fed from being political. But all you have to do is go back in the history of the Fed, and you see there, especially in the 1970s, there were strong political leaning on the Fed to do certain things to lower rates, because if and when the Fed raises those interest rates too high, it can push the economy into a recession, or it can slow the economy below its potential. So the Fed was trying to put it itself in a position where it could withstand political pressure. But now that we're in a presidential election year, that political pressure is going to intensify, and it's going to get harder and harder over the next few months for the Fed to resist that pressure. And you're going to see it from all sides. You're going to see it from the Republican side and the Democrat side, because whoever has, if the economy does start to falter, you're going to see some finger pointing at who caused it and what to do about it. And so that's why we are kind of moving into the silly season for the Fed and for the economy.
So I only have about 2 minutes left with you, and I want to know your thoughts and advice you would have for Idaho lawmakers this year. Should they be more or less conservative when it comes to spending and setting a budget?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it is such a tough year because we continue to see these historic distortions of the pandemic. So we saw this, you know, going into the pandemic, we thought for sure that the economy was going to contract. But then we had this historic level of federal spending, and that came straight into state coffers. And so we had revenue surpluses above what we expected, dramatically above what we expected. They were 24%. And largely that federal money is going away or is gone. So it's kind of a return back to normal. But now the question is, okay, what is normal? And there still is some of that distortion going on. There's still some of those that uncertainty in revenues and in the budget. So my recommendation is it's really important to be careful, to kind of recognize the unique position we're in. And we need to be very judicious in how we assess our revenue and spend that money in the budget. Mm-hmm.
Well, I always appreciate you coming on the program and talking with us about this. I think it's going to be an interesting year to watch how all of this plays out.
It is. It's, as a researcher, it's fascinating. As a human, it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
But it's a good time.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We've been talking with Robert Spendlove, senior economist for Zions Bank, talking about the state of our national as well as our local economy and what we can expect in 2024. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.